to be frank with you, we don't know what President Zuma's visit is. What is we know he's a facilitator, but we really don't know what he wants from us or what he expects from us. Perhaps he might come because of the so-called draft constitution, which is being presented by the opposition as the final position, and also our position that the draft left too much to be desired. It needed to be interrogated further. And we have since done that for the last 3 weeks. We have been meeting as a party. We have sort of finished, really, the kind of changes that we wanted to see take place. We are just cleaning up the document. We hope by Thursday this document will be out for public consumption. But what we are saying is we don't know what Zuma is expecting from us or he wants from us, but one can assume that what he wants is that before he goes to the SADC meeting in Maputo, he has a clear understanding of the thinking of ZANU-PF, of the MDC, and so on. So I think he just wants to get things from the horse's mouth so that when he goes to Maputo, he can then present the views that have been expressed by Zimbabweans.
Gombe, some people are saying that both parties or the parties in Zimbabwe should be encouraged to fully embrace the constitutional making process and to compromise on the way forward in order for elections to happen. What is your position on that?
No. We are very clear. The political parties in the country have to agree. And that is what we are doing. What we don't accept is that the opposition pretends that the document which they produced, even together with some of our people who are involved, it should be the final document. We are saying, no, we can't do it because it doesn't embrace the views which we expressed our people when we had an outreach program. We are saying the document we are crafting takes into account those views, and we want those views to be embraced. So it is a question of us sitting together and making compromises. So I personally don't see any problem with that because it's a constitution that is going to live for generations and generations to come. We are not drafting this constitution to please ourselves as a participant in the writing of the constitution. We are doing it for posterity, for the future of our country. So there has to be that compromise. I don't accept the nonsense which we get from the opposition that there are certain things which you don't like in the constitution, so let's just let it go as it is. What nonsense is that? You let go of something which you see is wrong. And we are saying ourselves we have crafted this document. We hope it can be integrated into the proposed draft constitution which these people signed.